Yesterday, the Food and Drug Administration announced it would approve RU486, the so-called abortion pill, once it receives more information about how the drug will be manufactured and labeled. News analyst Daniel Schorr says the decades-long battle over abortion is about to change.
Somewhat to the surprise of retired Justice Harry Blackmun himself, his 1973 Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion still stands. In recent years, anti-abortion groups have turned to a strategy of trying to circumscribe the general right to abortion with specific restrictions, such as parental consent, waiting periods, and a ban on the late-term procedure that they call partial birth abortion. But RU486, undoubtedly the most important development in birth control since the pill in the early 1960s, promises now to make moot much of the raging controversy over the surgical termination of pregnancy. The office of a private doctor administering medicines does not offer the visible target that an abortion clinic does, and the Right to Life movement sees this development as jeopardizing everything it has fought for. By petition and by the threat of boycott against the French-German company that developed RU486, abortion opponents have so far succeeded in keeping off the American market a drug that's been used by more than 250,000 women around the world. But it is losing that fight. The family planning organization, the Population Council, which is sponsoring RU486 in the United States, now has conditional approval from the Food and Drug Administration to market it. It expects to be able to do so by mid-1997 through a manufacturer whose name it is keeping secret for the time being. Whether this issue will be injected into the election campaign is not clear. It was President Clinton, in the first months of his term, who ordered the FDA to look for ways of getting the drug on the American market. But now the White House is declining comment on the latest development. A spokesman for the Dole campaign says that he has long been troubled by RU486, but the spokesman did not repeat Dole's earlier outright opposition to marketing the drug. Now that the FDA has found RU486 to be safe and effective, it would be difficult for a presidential candidate or even for Congress to intervene. The likelihood is that this country stands on the threshold of a new era of medical abortion instead of surgical abortion that will leave the anti-abortion movement with a much harder case to make. This is Daniel Schorr.